This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. NASA released a study today that is kind of mind-boggling. It says that farmers are pumping so much groundwater out of the ground in California's Central Valley because of the drought that parts of the valley floor are sinking as much as 2 inches a month. Water is scarce out here in the West, even in the best of times. But somehow, in the depths of this drought that we're having, new farms are springing up way out in the Arizona desert. Will Stone tells us what's going on.
When Wayne and Glenda Irwin retired to this quiet, barren corner of the Mojave Desert, farming wasn't on their minds. Mostly it was stargazing and protecting their schnauzers from rattlesnakes.
They know to keep their distance whenever there's an encounter. But that's the well down there.
Beyond the Irwin's well house, through the haze, you can just make out tractors peeling through clouds of dust.
You see some green down through there, which is alfalfa, I suspect. And that's when we first started noticing the well drilling.
Red Lake Valley doesn't exactly strike you as the land of plenty. But in the last couple years, dozens of large-scale wells have been drilled and thousands of acres have been turned into farmland. That's making people around here very nervous.
Whoever's got that water, and with the situation that we're in with water, controls that water, they control our destiny here. They really do.
Just look at California's Central Valley, Irwin says, where aquifers are drying up due to generations of pumping. That's not the story here in Kingman, though. Farming never took off, mainly because pulling water out of the ground was too expensive. But with the drought in nearby California and the high price of commodity crops, investors are casting their sights elsewhere.
The water table level is going to drop. You know, there's just no doubt about that.
That's Buster Johnson, a supervisor for the county. He believes the surge in agriculture is jeopardizing the economy of this already water-scarce region.
Because they're going to be water-intensive users, and they'll drop it, and it's their right to take the water. And if it works out at a model plan for them, a business plan that they can make money, they can pull the water, and when it runs out, they can go back to or go on to the next place.
That's because unlike Phoenix or Tucson, where groundwater is regulated, most of rural Arizona is basically the Wild West, with no such restrictions. Kingman depends on the same aquifers as these farms. Some estimate the city could run out of water in as soon as 50 years. So who are these farmers?
I represent a group of investors, mostly public pension funds.
Bob Saul is with Wood Creek Capital, a Connecticut-based investment manager. Here's him speaking at a public meeting earlier this year.
When you're investing for institutions, you really have to use best practices. We're not in the business of trying to, jeopardize anybody's aquifer or their land base.
Saul goes on to call this, quote, the most exciting farmland project in the country. And he's not the only one getting in on the action. A Las Vegas developer is also farming huge tracts of land here. Over the phone, Saul tells me their whole enterprise relies on growing sustainably, not how it's been done in much of California.
Now we have a chance in Red Lake to start over again with brand new soils, brand new water resource, brand new systems.
Saul has closely studied the aquifers and disagrees with the doom and gloom projections. The untouched soil has vast potential for all sorts of crops, he says, mostly to feed the ever-hungry California dairy industry. And not everyone is against the farm. Just chat with rancher Emmett Sturgill, who runs cattle next door.
Was actually happy to hear that they were putting farms in, because the alternative, in my view, would be houses and housetops and dogs and four-wheelers and people cutting my fences.
Sturgill's heard all the rumors. Fears the aquifer will go dry, that this is a covert attempt to seize the water or send it to Vegas. But that doesn't jive with what he's seen.
It looks to me like they're trying to put farms together and then sell the farms to other farmers to make money.
Sturgill says he isn't going to worry. That's unless his wells start going dry. In Kingman, Arizona, I'm Will Stone for Marketplace.